Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
We're here with Bobby Lashley at the AEW All In ticketing event here in Dallas. The question on everybody's mind, especially after social media backlash, I was telling you, when's the Rizzler going to be in the Hurt Syndicate?
Oh, boy. I do not know. We are taking applications right now. I think I said that we were going to put something on Indeed because a lot of people have been wanting to join. And, you know, when we first came to AEW, we kind of extended the invitation out to a couple guys, and they just didn't understand the magnitude of that invitation. That was like, you know, when you watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and you got the gold ticket?
Yes.
When you watch anything where you have the opportunity to have that gold ticket, that ticket to stardom, that lottery ticket, that winning lottery ticket, that's what it was getting that card from MVP. And at this point, we're going to pull it back. We're going to let people start fighting for it. And we're going to find that last person, because we're looking for one person. So we're going to let everybody kind of fight for it. And then when we find the right person, then that person is going to have his ticket to stardom.
How's it been for you to relive, and not just relive, just completely, like, restructure a part of your career that was so integral and so important and that people loved and they had not had enough of yet, and to see that the audience is taking to it? There were people out there chanting, we hurt people.
You know what, it's something that in the wrestling business is not too prevalent. It's in authenticity. Like, most people don't understand what we have. A lot of times you see groups in wrestling, and those groups are just people that are thrown together for no particular reason. And then it's like, all right, there's all these guys running around doing stuff. And the minute they're done, they're all like dispersed. They don't talk to each other. They don't know each other. They're not friends with each other. They're just doing it for the show. And I think when people see us, they think it and they know it's different. I mean, MVP, Sheldon, they've been good friends for years. And we actually do stuff together. We went to the fight here in Dallas a few weeks ago. Jake Paul.
I was about to ask you about
and Mike
that.
Tyson. Yeah, we went to that thing. But we do things together. Sheldon's down in Cancun. He just sent me a message. He was like, hey, man, come down there. Have an opportunity to go out on vacation. I might run down there and hang out with him for a little bit. That's the kind of people. We're actually genuinely friends. So when we do that, we're constantly talking on how we can build this and how we can make this work for AEW and what we can do for AEW. So it's something different, and I think the crowds knows, and it's something refreshing for them to see.
So how do you balance, like, trying to be a villain on screen, but, like, the audience maintains such a respect for all three of you that, like, we saw Shelton, like, people love this guy.
We're not trying to be anything. Okay. I think everybody thinks, oh, you got to be a, in wrestling terms, baby face or heel. No, it's not. No, we don't. What we're trying to do is we're trying to take everything that we can from this business by any means necessary. And whether you like it or love it, that's up to you. I mean, some people chant, we hurt people. Some people chant against my opponent. It really doesn't matter to me. Our goal is still the same. We got a plan, we have a vision, and we have expectations that we set upon ourselves that we will achieve.
I'd spoken to you maybe a year or two ago, and you'd mentioned, like, that somebody had brought up to you the possibility of fighting Mike Tyson. You were at a Mike Tyson fight recently, ass cheeks out and everything for that man. Tony has said he's got no issue with you fighting anybody. Is that still something that's on the table, whether it be him or anybody else? There's an awful lot of options, I would imagine, out there for you.
You know what? That's the one thing that I love about Tony. And I know a lot of people say great things about him, and I'm going to throw mine into the hat also. The one thing that he gives you an opportunity to do whatever you want to do. You still have the show, and that's still my number one priority, but he gives you an opportunity just to make your star bigger. For me to go out and take another fight, it is beneficial for myself, but it's beneficial for the show because it gives my character and who I am a little bit more legitimacy. And I love to fight, so I think there's some opportunities to fight. I talk with a boxing promotion. I talked to MMA promotion about possibly doing a fight, and while I still can, I'm going to do. So I'm excited. I mean, the fact that, and I didn't, when I got asked that question, I was sitting next to Tony and I was like, oh, how am I going to answer this? And Tony jumps up and said, he'll knock out anybody. I was like, whoa, okay, well, there's the answer.
I mean, submission wrestling is so big now as well.
Everything is. Everything's on the table, man. You know, when you can't do it anymore, you're going to look back and say, I wish I had. So I don't want to be that person. I do think I have at least one or two more fights left in me, and I'd like to be able to do them.
Bobby Lashley, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. We are here in Dallas Globe Life Field for AEW All In, ticketing on sale. I want to thank you so much. Till next time, my friends, we're out. Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after one or two pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., etc. And you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support. So if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful.